Education Committee to order. Today is March the 25th, 2024, Friday. It is 8 a.m. on Monday, 25th. Committee members present today are Representative Props, Representative McKay, Representative Hemshoot, Representative Story, Representative, my co-chair, Representative Ruffridge, and myself, Representative Allard. We do have a quorum. I would like to remind the committee members and those in the audience to silence or turn off their cell phones. The staff that will be assisting me today are Linda, Brief Eddies, the Education Committee back to order. Again, it's House Records with Linda, LIO is Susan, and Eugene is our committee aide today. Today we are going to be doing quite a bit of public testimony. It will be with our first agenda item, which is HB 183, Designated Sex for School-Sponsored Sports, by myself, Representative Allard. So this will be our first order of business. This is the second hearing on the bill. We've already heard the presentation by myself and have taken invited testimony already. The amendment deadline was set for March 20th at 2 p.m. was set. No amendments were received by my office. Now I'm just going to go ahead and open up our public testimony, and I'll start off with who's in the room.
Rep. Allard, could I ask a question?
Go ahead.
We set amendment deadlines after we've heard public testimony, because sometimes the public brings up something in the bill that I might or others consider wanting to make an amendment with. So I would just ask if we could set an additional amendment, another amendment deadline.
I'll take it under consideration. I did receive your email, and we do have the opportunity for conceptual amendments. Okay. Opening up for public testimony. Is there anybody in the room who would like to testify? Please come forward and put your name on the record. You have 2 minutes, and you could begin your testimony.
Thank you, Co-Chairs Allard, Ruffridge, and members of the House Education Committee. For the record, my name is Morgan Lim. I'm a Juneau resident, and today I'm testifying on behalf of Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates Alaska. PPAA strongly opposes HB 183, a blatantly discriminatory bill designed to exclude trans girls and deny them the ability to participate fully in sports and their school community. And if you doubt the discriminatory nature and motives, during invited testimony, one of the invited testifiers called trans kids a cancer. Like so-called bathroom bills, HB 183 is part of a coordinated nationwide attack aimed at erasing and excluding trans people from school sports, their communities, and all aspects of public life. Trans youth should be treated with dignity and respect and should have the opportunity to live a healthy life just like everyone else. Denying trans students the opportunity to participate fully in school sports strips them of the many benefits associated with school sports, including better self-esteem and chances to learn teamwork, sportsmanship, leadership, self-discipline, and to build a sense of belonging with their peers. When trans athletes are excluded from participating on a sports team that aligns with their gender, the result is often a complete exclusion from sports altogether. This leads to stigmatization and isolation of trans students, which undermines students' health, safety, and social and emotional development. Trans kids want the opportunity to play sports for the same reason other kids do, to be part of a team where they feel like they belong. We encourage lawmakers to see this bill for what it's really about, whether LGBTQ people should be treated fairly across all areas of life, or whether they can be unfairly targeted and excluded just because of who they are.
Can you wrap up your testimony?
PPAA strongly urges all members of the House Education Committee to oppose
this bill. Thank you for your testimony today.
Thank you.
Brief Eddies. I need to see how to set. Calling the education meeting back to order. Is there anybody else in the room that would like to testify? Please come forward. And see if there's anybody on it. Thank you. If you could please put your name on the record. And begin your testimony. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Salim Hauk. I'm a resident of Juneau, and I am here testifying on behalf of myself. I'm a transgender person, and I began my transition while attending Juneau Douglas High School. As a young trans person, it often felt like the whole world was against me. But participating in extracurricular opportunities gave me a sense of community that helped me feel comfortable and safe at school. I'm still here today because my teachers and school administration supported me and treated me like any other high school boy. This bill would make it very difficult for schools to support their transgender students in the way they support all other students. Denying trans students the opportunity to participate in sports strips them of the many benefits, including better self-esteem, increased sense of belonging, and improved grades. The legislative finding on this bill state the importance of students' ability to obtain recognition and accolades, college scholarships, and the numerous other long-term benefits that result from participating in and competing in athletic endeavors. Excluding trans students from these benefits is discriminatory, cruel, and unconstitutional. We all agree that girls should have the opportunity to thrive. Transgender girls, like all girls, have the best chance to thrive when they are supported and treated like their peers. Like all students, trans students deserve the same chance to learn teamwork, sportsmanship, leadership, self-discipline, and to build a sense of belonging with their peers. And that's why I'm asking you to vote no on HB 183. Thank you.
For your testimony. Is there an Alexander Rosales, please? If you could put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Yep, my name is Alexander Rosales, and I'm from Eagle River, Alaska, and I flew down here yesterday because I knew this was going to come to fruition. I did watch the video and heard all of your testimonies before. I am severely disappointed in some of you up here because you were upset about 140 and you let that emotion carry over. So that's why I'm here, because I'm a dad, and I'm here for all the women and girls that are out there, the women and girls that were on the video and in this room giving testimony. Trans women are not women. They are men, biologically. That's what they are. I understand we need to bring everybody in and do well with them, do well by them, really. But we're blurring those lines. We really are. We're allowing little boys to go into little girls' locker rooms, and that's where it starts. And I understand this group is in charge of all of our kids. We all are. That's why I'm here as a dad, to let you guys know that this is not okay. There's a line, you are blurring it, and if I could quote Pastor John from Middleton, I'm going to screw that up. He's from Texas. Pastor John, if you vote yes on this, thank you. Pass it. If you vote no, I'm going to quote Pastor John. You're either a punk or a pervert. One of those two. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morales. Or Rosales, thank you. It looks like that's all the persons in the room. Is there anybody else who would like to testify? If you could please come forward and put your name on the record. Thank you. You have 2 minutes, and if you could please begin your testimony.
My name is Starla Miller, and I live here in Juneau. I have two daughters that have gone through the school system here. And as I went through the school system myself, this may not have been an issue, but what was an issue is the fact that I was the only black child living in Kent, Washington, and myself and two other children of color were put in the newspaper to show where we were. This was done because the KKK wanted to know where we were at. In my opinion, this is the same type of thing. It's hateful. It isn't bringing us together. And it isn't about little boys doing anything. It's about people being born in a body that they don't feel is their body, that they're changing into from one gender to another. It has nothing to do with little boys doing anything to little girls. It has to do with young women finding themselves in the wrong body. And so passing this would definitely be detrimental. I think that these children need to be able to thrive however they need to thrive, healthy, and being cared for and being accepted. And fear is one of the reasons why they're not being accepted. Fear was one of the reasons why I wasn't accepted when I was going to school as a Black child. And so I don't think that this is a good bill at all. I'm really against it. And I feel that passing something like this is only going to make things go back and not move into the future, because these transgender male and female are not going anywhere. I know several myself. They're healthy young adults, but they would have had an easier time had they been able to be accepted not only through their families, but through the school system and just in society in general. This bill is being passed says, we don't accept you. We don't want you. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else in the room who would like to come forward and testify? Okay, thank you. We're going to go ahead and go online. The first person we have is Lindsay Banning. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony. You have 2 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Lindsay Banning. I'm a licensed psychologist, part of an active duty military family, and parent to 2 teen athletes, one of whom is trans. I oppose HB 183 as a parent, as a professional, as an athlete, and as a human being who doesn't believe in codifying hate and discrimination. We're talking about enshrining discrimination into law to ensure that trans kids can't play games with their friends and be part of a team. Alaskans rejected this idea repeatedly since it was first introduced in 2021, but I guess you want us to do that again. I'm not sure what I can share in 2 minutes to adequately refute the insulting, demeaning, transphobic misinformation shared last week. But like sports have taught me and my kids, we put our game face on, we show up, and we do our best for the team, the human team. This bill requires us to suspend our disbelief and do the following. Pretend that there is a known problem with trans girls outcompeting cis peers in Alaska. Pretend there are cis boys who would endure the prejudice and discrimination of being trans to win a basketball game. Pretend that this is the most pressing issue impacting girls in sports. Pretend that separate is equal. I'm pretty sure it's not, but you could check Brown v. Board of Education. And pretend that forcing a trans girl to put aside her gender and play on a boys' team is safe, reasonable, and just. This bill has lost the plot. It's not about protecting girls in sports. If it was, it'd be focused on the well-established barriers for girls and women in sports, which are specifically cost and access. It would address well-known harms, eating disorders, emotional and sexual abuse, concussions, lack of equal pay, lack of scholarship, lack of coverage, racism. I don't know, guys, pick one. Finally, it would not include prohibiting trans girls because, please feel free to quote me on this, trans girls are girls. You don't actually get to debate or decide that. This bill is an embarrassment. It's harmful. It's not Alaskan, and we won't stand for it now, just like we haven't before. I oppose HB 183. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We now have Janice Whalen. Please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
This is Janice Michelle Whalen. I'm a retired teacher and coach and a member of the Love How You Are team of our Lutheran Episcopal Church in Valdez. I find House Bill 183 to be unnecessarily discriminatory and damaging. I think it's not needed, and it's just a knee-jerk reaction to hyped-up fear about LGBTQIA people. Under the legislative findings and intent on this bill, it says, quote, significant biological and physiological differences between males and females, including greater strength, speed, and endurance capabilities among males on average, provide a competitive advantage to male athletes in sports, end quote. Now, that may be true of adult athletes, but if you did any research, you'd know that those attributes probably do not apply depending on when a person began their transition. If it was before or during puberty, this would not be true. And I don't know if you remember your early teen years, but I do. Several of my friends and I were taller and more coordinated than the boys our age in 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. We played basketball during recess, and we girls consistently won. I was far more coordinated than my twin brother, who got his height, but it took until he was 20 for the coordination to catch up. So instead of passing a discriminatory bill, how about paying attention to schools' real needs better pay for teachers, decent retirement plans, equal funding for girls and boys sports. That's where the work needs to be done. Please vote no on HB 183. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Jesse Saki. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Hello, my name is Jesse Saki. I'm calling in from East Anchorage to represent myself in opposition of HB 183. I'm a trans non-binary person, a former student athlete, and a former swim coach to youth and young adults. I know firsthand how important access to school sports is, and I'm so upset about this bill even existing here in our great state. It is truly a disgrace. This bill is totally discriminatory and violates students' rights to privacy, safety, and denies the existence of intersex, transgender, and two-spirit people who have existed around this world much longer than those who wrote this bill and those who support it. Please understand how important access to school sports is. It is not all about who gets to go to the Olympics. School sports is about community, a place where many of us found our way, made friends, and built confidence. It is so wrong that supporters of this bill want to exclude and police children like this under the facade of women's rights. A true proponent of women's rights would be inclusive to trans women and girls who are women and girls. Overall, taking away access to school sports for a person based on their identity is targeted and discriminatory, and supporters of this bill are complicit in the violence and bullying against our community. This horrible, hateful, and disgusting bill cannot move forward. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Nathaya Thuru, Queer and Trans Program Manager, ACLU AK. If you can put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Hi, my name is Nithya Thiru, and I'm speaking to you today as the Queer and Trans Justice Program Manager for the ACLU of Alaska. The ACLU of Alaska is opposed to HB 183, which is a violation of students' right to privacy and due process and is clearly discriminatory in its intent to prevent trans girls from participating in sports. As a queer, gender-fluid person who has grown up in Alaska and participated in competitive sports in the Anchorage School District, I affirm my support for trans girls participating on girls' sports teams. Trans girls are girls. Alaska's Constitution explicitly protects the privacy and due process of all Alaskans, including public school students. The provisions of this bill cannot be implemented and enforced without violating these rights. The bill's suggested use of birth certificates to determine sex assigned at birth is a gross violation of students' privacy rights. This bill also opens the door for schools to engage in invasive and unnecessary physical exams or force students to discuss and document health information not necessary for assessing fitness to engage in sports. When I was a swimmer in high school, sports provided me with a network of support in moments when I felt alone. It provided me with a safe space to move my body freely. It saved my life. Trans girls deserve those same networks of support, the same outlets to challenge themselves and grow. All people deserve the right to be themselves and have equal access to the same opportunities as their peers. The only thing this discriminatory bill will do is sanction the exclusion and bullying of transgender and LGBTQIA2S+ youth. The Trevor Project reports that 1 in 3 LGBTQ+ young people say their mental health is poor most of the time or always due to anti-LGBTQIA policies and legislation. The mere introduction of this bill.
Thank you for your testimony.
That they do not matter. Do not.
Next, we have Monica Whitman. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Hi, my name is Monica Whitman. I'm calling in from Eagle River this morning to testify in opposition to House Bill 183. Expanding the Board of Education's policy that already discriminates against students wanting to participate in sports in Alaska rather than just high schoolers doesn't make this bill any less destructive. Like me, you may be wondering what the NCAA's policy is regarding transgender students' participation in sports, their policy is actually aligned with the International Olympic Committee, which makes sense, right? The Olympic Committee principles include inclusion, regardless of an athlete's gender identity expression or sex variation, allows them to participate safely and without prejudice. There are thoughtful provisions for fairness, non-discrimination, privacy, no presumption of advantage, and it takes evidence, an evidence-based approach. Why would we hold Alaskan K-12 students to a more stringent and invasive policy than Olympic athletes? This bill is another attempt to put trans kids front and center in a culture war that has nothing to do with fairness in sports. Make it make sense. As a parent of a trans student, I strongly oppose this bill.
Okay. Moving on. Oops. Josh Smith, if you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Absolutely. My name is Josh Smith. I am calling in from Anchorage. I'm calling on my own behalf. I'm an Air Force veteran and live in Chugiak. I want to make it clear that I'm adamantly against House Bill 183 as banning trans kids from sports is a solution looking for a problem. There's very real problems here in the state of Alaska, this not being one of them. There is no evidence that trans girls pose any sort of threat to girls' sports or take anything from cisgender kids. These policy changes are discriminatory and undermine the validity of these kids. Then we take into consideration that Indigenous people whose land we live on now, that gender is not defined as many do now. The recognition of roles in societies, communities, and families is not binary, and it is common to recognize beings outside of the binary. This was often reflected and continues to reflect in Indigenous sports. These regulation changes would be at odds with Indigenous cultures surrounding sports and how participation is based. These changes are utterly uncalled for within the culturally diverse landscape that we call home. These kids deserve to be seen and respected for who they are, which includes their gender, identity, and expression. These sports build belonging and community for all kids and should be something that all trans kids have the same access to. This community and sense of belonging become protective factors, which is essential for the health and well-being of these kids, as they are at a high risk of self-harm and suicide. According to a survey conducted in 2022 by the Trevor Project, with a sample size of 34,000 queer youth, over half of the transgender non-binary kids have considered suicide in the last year. These statistics are not due to the mental health associated with being transgender, rather the failures of our systems and communities to see and respect these kids for who they are. When you add to the fact that the existence of these kids are now at the receiving end of a hateful culture war and debate, so to speak, many of these kids are struggling to their core. This doesn't have to be this way in the state of Alaska. School and school sports are a safe place for kids to be themselves, express themselves, and belong to a team and community. It is imperative that decisions made about Alaska schools are rooted in inclusion and compassion at their core. We see these hypothetical what-if arguments used to deny opportunities to trans kids, but there is no evidence that these policy changes would actually address any real problems. But there's ample evidence that discrimination against and the invalidation of trans kids does cause immense harm.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Kathy Todd. If you please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Hi, this is Kathy Todd. I'm a parent of two cis girls, now in their 30s, and a City School Board member for the last 18 years at a family physician in Valdez for 44 years and testifying only for myself. We're talking about high school sports here. We're not talking about the Olympics. High school sports are inherently not fair. My kids are too short for basketball. My youngest is too young to compete against 18 and 19-year-olds. That's not what high school sports are about. They're about teamwork. They're about learning to try harder and put in your full effort, both mentally and physically. They're about traveling with the team. Everybody disappears from Valdez during school trips. For every kid who is excluded from an opportunity in a big school to make the team, I bet there will be more than one kid who will be able to swim or run in a relay for the only time in their high school career because they have enough kids on their team because the trans girl was included. Trans girls are not pretending to be girls. They are girls. They don't have and nobody is going to pretend to be a girl in order to win the high school track meet. This is not something that we should be doing. I am absolutely against House Bill 183.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Lynn Davis. If you could put your name on the record and begin your testimony, please.
Thank you for taking testimony. I'm Lynn Davis, 30-year Juneau resident, totally opposed House Bill 183. As an LGBTQ person, I've been working for our basic human rights since 1975. Sometimes I feel like a domestic violence survivor, living through many national waves of really manufactured hate. In the words of poet Langston Hughes, I am so tired of waiting, aren't you, for the world to become good and beautiful and kind. Yes, Langston, me too. I urge this committee to focus on the good, the beautiful, the kind. Let's educate our kids, not frighten them. Let's lift them up, encourage their excellence. Let our public schools be a community blanket toss. With joy, let them rise into their best and brightest selves. Let's all be brave as we say no to the proposed cruelty in this bill, its government control, its mean, its venom, towards a very small group of Alaska. I was a very shy kid, felt like a mute swan, no confidence. Playing sports helped me talk and connect, find friends, a lifetime. A lifeline, field hockey. Wow, it was field hockey. Learn to love myself and others through playing sports. All kids deserve to play. Alaska already has a regulation on this topic, and this bill extends the cruelty, and it frightens all kids, starts the anxiety young. It's thick with discrimination, right to privacy, unreasonable search, equal protection, Title IX issues, taxpayer.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have David Lockhart. If you could put your name on the record, you have 2 minutes.
My name is David Lockhart. I live in Anchorage, and I would like to testify against HB 183. My wife and I have two kids, a son and a daughter, who are now adults. They both went through the Anchorage School District. Our son is a transgender man. We know many Alaskans who are transgender. They are human beings, our family, our neighbors, and our friends. They are Alaskans. I oppose this bill because trans girls are girls, and all kids deserve to play. Alaska has many real problems, such as the budget, education funding, domestic violence, the rail belt natural gas shortage, and other pressing issues. In fact, the stated purpose of this bill, to protect Alaska girls, is one of the most important things the legislature should work on. That involves addressing sexual assault and domestic violence. Do the legislatures on this committee understand that Alaska has a horrendous record of assault against girls and women? Transgender athletes do not pose a problem in Alaska schools. This bill will profoundly violate all students' privacy and subject schools and students to frivolous lawsuits. Please vote no on HB 183.
Thank you. Looks like there's, okay, there you go. Next, we have Casey Cassort. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. My name is Casey Cassort. I'm calling today on behalf of myself as a Fairbanks resident, and I oppose House Bill 183. First, I want to say how appalling it is that the last hearing on this bill, the body heard invited testimony from so-called experts with the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a designated anti-LGBTQ hate group. I also want to thank the members on this committee who've asked thoughtful questions and brought in the legal staff who spoke to how this bill would violate the Alaska Constitution. I oppose this bill because trans girls are girls, and all kids deserve to play, to be supported, to be loved in all their identities, and to be mentored by adults they trust. I oppose this bill because investigating children's genders would violate every student's basic right to privacy, and that is unacceptable. I also oppose this bill because creating new ways to sue our schools is not helping them thrive, especially in this fiscal nightmare Dunleavy and everyone who voted against adequately funding public education has created. I also want to say how wildly inappropriate it is for the invited testifier, who is a coach, to suggest forcing all trans athletes to be outed by participating in a separate trans division when we already know that many schools and districts in Alaska play co-ed because they don't have enough students to support multiple divisions already. Frankly, I'm frustrated this committee has decided to spend your limited time and resources making baseless attacks on children rather than addressing the real issues in sports and schools, much less the many other real issues facing Alaska, in particular our education system. The queer and trans joy in the state is real. It's not something you can fight. To my trans siblings listening, I love you. You are so cherished, and I look forward to voting with you this fall. With that, I'll just say please vote no on House Bill 183.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Laura Steele. Please put your name on the record. You have 2 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Laura Steele, and I'm calling from Juneau on behalf of myself. I'm the mother of a daughter testifying in opposition of HB 183. I'm calling in this morning angry and tired, but I'm not angry for my cisgender daughter, for Representative Allard and the others that may not even understand the nuance or terminology of the bill that they're legislating. When I say cisgender, that means not trans. And I want to thank the thoughtful legal staff last week's hearing for providing thoughtful, fact-based information about the risks posed by this bill for this body. I'm not worried about trans girls sharing a locker room with my daughter. I'm not worried about my daughter losing in sports to a trans girl or to anyone else. If anything, as any true athlete would tell you, losing in sports is just as important as winning, perhaps even more so. And I thank Representative Fox for noting that point the last time you met. What I am worried about and angry about are the tremendous issues our children are currently facing, such as school funding, adequate pay for teachers, and teacher retention, all of which this body has a responsibility to address. But this is not one of them. I am furious and absolutely disgusted by the way in which I've heard members of this body refer to children. You are adult representatives who are meant to represent all Alaskans. Children are not an abomination or a threat. Children, all children are precious and deserving, and that includes trans children. Alaska's children deserve privacy. Alaska's children deserve to play. And Alaska's children certainly deserve better than this. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Angie Frackier. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony, you have 2 minutes.
Good morning. I'm Angie Fraker. I live in Anchorage and have been a resident of Alaska for over 30 years. This bill is nothing but a distraction from the real education issues in Alaska, such as plummeting literacy rates and the continued budget cuts. This bill is yet another way that the baseless and unscientific arguments continue to degrade our education system. Trans girls are girls. This bill is unconstitutional and violates students' right to privacy. Trans girls are girls, and HB 183 does not protect children, but rather puts them directly in harm's way. Trans girls are girls and deserve the same rights and opportunities as any other students. Please vote no on HB 183.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have, I can't say your first name properly, so I'm going to call you Mr. or Mrs. Munoz. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Hello, my name is Sochi Munoz, and I am calling in from Fairbanks, testifying on behalf of myself to strongly oppose House Bill 183. I would like to remind you that last year, Alaska outlawed transgender girls in high school sports, which is a move I strongly condone. Therefore, this bill is targeting trans girls who are in middle and elementary school. The purpose of sports in middle and elementary school is not to win no matter what. It is not to get accolades and college scholarships, as this bill mentions, but it is rather to have fun, to exercise, to learn teamwork, and to make friends. Is it really necessary to subject every elementary and middle school girl who wants to play sports to scrutiny over what her genitals are? Also, since another testifier brought this up, I would like to remind you that this bill itself has absolutely nothing in it about locker rooms or bathrooms. Not that there is any evidence that this is a safety problem anyway for cisgender girls, but this bill is solely about transgender girls playing and participating in sports. Transgender girls are relatively rare. Alaska is a small state by population, and not every trans girl wants to play sports anyway. Passing a whole bill to keep a few children out of activities that at this level are mainly for friendship and fun is plain cruel, and it sends a horrible message to these children that you do not want them to exist. Please stop attacking them. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Alexis Hart. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony. You have 2 minutes.
Hello, I'm Alexis Hart, and I'm calling in on behalf of myself as a resident of Anchorage to oppose HB 183. I wanted to specifically address the comments by Alexander Rosales, but this goes to anyone on the committee.
Mrs. Hart, I'm going to interrupt you. We're not here to attack other community members. Please testify on the bill and the bill only, or your call will be cut.
Not a problem. I've met many pedophiles in my life, including my own father, and have been abused by many people. Not a single one was trans. I've never felt unsafe in a trans person's presence, but I have felt incredibly unsafe around people who think gender is defined by a narrow box. It seems a lot of people's opinions on this hinge on religion, and I hope that you remember that this country was founded on religious freedom, and your religious beliefs cannot be forced on anyone around you. The fact that this bill hinges on the concept that men are inherently better sports than women should be enough to prove this is textbook discrimination. Trans people have existed throughout history. It's not new or trendy, except that more people are learning that they don't fit into that narrow box and when it comes to gender, and they are feeling safer being themselves. And science would agree with that. Gender is not binary. We know that there's multiple factors, more than just sex chromosomes, that indicate someone's gender. There's multiple intersex conditions, and trans people have their brains are more similar to their identified gender. So you're going against history, you're going against science, and I strongly, strongly oppose this bill.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have James McMail. If you could begin your testimony, you have 2 minutes. James McMail, are you online, please?
Yes, I am.
Could you please begin your testimony?
Yes, my name is James McMail. I live in Anchorage. I am retired Air Force and Army, 24-year veteran. I'm calling in opposition to HB 183. Didn't prepare a statement, but some of the statements I heard, I full and wholeheartedly support the science, the disadvantages of legislating this. It boggles the mind. I watched the hearing with Jim Jordan, and California Representative Eric Swalwell said it best, and it's kind of pissing me off. This is not a thing. Previous speakers have mentioned the percentage of a trans female adolescent in Alaska would be so low based off the statistics. And you're wasting your time on that. It's just ridiculous. I'm getting fed up with this ultra-conservative reactionary forces trying to legislate morality. That's not what this is about. There's nothing wrong with adolescent children playing together. And I yield all my time back to anybody else who needs it.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Valerian Datton. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Good morning, Representative Allard and the Recreation Committee members. My name is Valerie Gatton, and I am testifying on behalf of myself in opposition of House Bill 183. While I admire your professed dedication to women's rights and protecting girls, especially in their athletic pursuits, this bill is a thinly veiled attack on trans girls. It is blatantly discriminatory against an already vulnerable and marginalized population. Trans people represent only a tiny percentage of our population, less than 0.6%. It's clear that what you're actually afraid of is boys and men pretending to be trans, but there's no reason someone would open themselves up to the discrimination, ridicule, and danger that comes with being trans unless they actually are. House Bill 183 would profoundly violate all students' rights to privacy and would prevent trans kids from competing at all levels, including elementary school, before any of your oh-so-important biological changes have begun. There are real issues with gender parity in sports, like unequal funding, resources, and pay. Promoting baseless fears about trans athletes does absolutely nothing to address these problems. Alaskans value their right to privacy across the board, and everyone deserves their right to privacy. Trans girls are girls. They deserve our protection and championship as much as every other child does. I beg this committee not to support House Bill 183. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Lynn Halford. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Hi, good morning. This is Lynn Halford. I live in Palmer, Alaska. I want to thank you for bringing this bill forward. I am a strong supporter of HB 183. It supports the fairness for girls in sports. There are biological differences between boys and girls. Everyone has heard about basketball and volleyball players hurt when males competed against girls. Everyone has seen girls lose medals and probably scholarship opportunities when boys are allowed to compete with them. I just want to encourage you to support this bill and keep it going. Thank you for your hard work.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Brooke Beveridge. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Hi, my name is Brooke Beveridge, and I am calling to testify on behalf of myself. I would say good morning, but having to wake up this early to defend the existence of trans girls and boys makes this not a good morning. I just want to emphasize that trans boys are boys and trans girls are girls. House Bill 183 is blatantly discriminatory against trans children. And again, I'm just going to emphasize that we are discussing children here. An already hateful legislation passed last year that violated the privacy of high school students. What is being suggested here today expands that legislation to violate the privacy of all students in all schools, which would affect elementary and middle schools, not just high schools. So just going to emphasize that again, even younger children. We're just talking about children playing sports. This bill targets transgender athletes and will only lead to further stigmatization and isolation of trans students, which undermines their health, safety, social, and emotional development. Students' privacy rights will be violated by requiring coaches to police whether a student is trans or not, which schools are not legally or ethically authorized to do so under medical privacy laws, professionalism standards, and non-discrimination laws. All people, including trans youth, deserve the opportunity to participate in sports and receive the many benefits that come as a result. I urge you to not support this bill and focus on things that actually matter and would actually improve the experiences for children in school in our state. I yield my time. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Rita Trometer. If you could put your name on the record and begin your testimony, please.
Hello, Rita Trometer from North Pole. And I am speaking for myself. There is no fairness in sports when females need to compete against trans who were born male. Transgenders is not a level field in sports. Even after the physical change, the DNA still tells whether the person is born male or female. It is sad that individuals are unhappy with what God has given them at birth. Being transgender is an unacceptable reason to steal scholarships from females. The lack of scholarships is a lack of education benefits that lingers years beyond for female careers. It is unfortunate that our education system is absorbed so much in the space and time supporting the alphabet people and pushing the alternative lifestyles rather than improving student education. Please keep sports for the person of their birth gender.
support HB 183.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Monica Thiru. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Hi, yes, my name is Monica Thiru. I am a resident of East Anchorage, and I'm calling in opposition to HB 183. I'm a former swimmer for the Service High School team and graduated from ASD. Swimming got me through a very tough time in high school, and I really believe it saved my life. And I know that the same is true for others. I never cared about competition, but loved forming friendships and getting to move my body every day. I want that opportunity to participate in sports to be available to all students, including trans girls. I've heard it multiple times before, but trans girls are girls. I can say without a doubt that I would not have been at all bothered by trans girls competing alongside me. I also want to point out that we've seen this kind of legislation often has a negative impact not only on trans girls, but also cis girls, especially cis girls of color who do not conform to white standards of femininity. As a cis woman of color myself, I know that I have features that can be seen as masculine, and I can't imagine how about having to prove my identity to anyone as a student. Asking any students to comply with this bill violates their right to privacy. This bill is being framed as a women's rights bill, and as a cis woman, I see it as a huge step backwards. I hope the committee will choose not to advance this bill. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Kenneth Carone. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Yes, my name is Kenneth William Caron. I'm calling on behalf of myself, and I wanted to point out that when we're speaking of these issues, we're speaking of citizens of our state, not one gender or another. And I look at competition, something that starts at a very young age. When kids are put into sports situations, they're competing against each other, and they move up into the different grade levels until they get into high school, where they're competing for senior sports, and they want to be the top of the team. Well, I have yet to see where transgender woman is. I'm not really sure how to put it, but if a female who becomes a male, I haven't really seen them dominate in any sport. However, when I see a male who is transgendered into a female, it seems like there's quite a bit of superiority in those competitions where that transgender person becomes the champion. Now, I don't understand how young people starting out at a very young age that are taught to compete would be able to get past the fact that the person 6'2" next to them, they're supposed to believe they don't have an advantage. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I played high school football in Detroit, and I can tell you that if a transgender female, I suppose it would be a woman that became a man, would never be to compete on the defensive tackle line that I played on. So I think that it's an unfair decision, and I hope people don't hate me for my decision. Thank you for letting me speak my piece.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have Kate Johnson. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony. You have 2 minutes.
Hello, my name is Kate Johnson. I'm calling from Palmer, Alaska. I just wanted to say thank you for taking on this controversial topic. I support protecting biological girls in school sports. We've seen countless examples across America these last few years where young women have been physically injured by young men who have chosen to participate on a girls' team. It isn't worth the unnecessary risk to young Alaskans playing sports. This is about supporting girls and keeping them safe and keeping athletics fair to those girls who are biologically not as strong or fast as their male counterparts. Winning and losing only count when competing against equal rivals. I am grateful that Alaska is looking to protect girls in sports, and I fully support HB 183. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Kathy Bergoni. I hope I said that right. You have 2 minutes, and if you can please begin your testimony.
I'm Kathy Burgoyne from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm representing myself and my husband, Kurt Burgoyne. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, and we support House Bill 183. We're parents of 2 sons and 1 daughter, now adults. Male puberty gives undeniable strength and size advantages. In the name of fairness and safety, please keep girls' sports for biological girls, and please vote yes on House Bill 183. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Megan Jarvis. If you could please put your name on the record, you have 2 minutes, and you can begin your testimony.
Hi, good morning. This is Megan Gervais of Homer, and I'm calling in to express my opposition to House Bill 183. It ignores the humanity of trans people. I am a parent of a daughter and also the parent of a trans child. And I didn't know any trans people before I lived with one in my home. I think it's really important to remember that trans kids are people. I feel like that just gets lost in this discussion. But I, as a parent of a daughter, I don't believe that my daughter needs to be protected from trans girls. I think that this bill can be looked at in terms of relative harm. The potential harm done to girls by competing against trans girls is minimal, but the potential harm done to trans kids who are excluded from participating in sports is tremendous. And it's ignoring their personhood. It's ignoring their humanity. And I am in strong opposition to it. Thanks.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Jacqueline Goforth. If you could please put your name on the record and begin your testimony.
Good morning. My name is Jacqueline Goforth. I am a resident of Palmer. I speak for myself. I am married to an Indigenous person. I have 6 children. I have 3 sons. They are 6'3", 6'5", and 6'6". None of them are less than 200 pounds. I have 3 daughters. They are 5'2", 5'8", and 5'9". 5'2" is a Down syndrome. There is an enormous difference in physiology between the male and the female. The size difference and the weight and the muscle structure that occurs to a male when they go through puberty is unreal. And if anybody has ever tried to go up against a male, they would know that as a female. I was a track person, and in 4th grade, I could smoke the entire school. But by the time I hit 7th grade, I couldn't win most of the boy team. Something happens when you hit puberty. It alters your body. The estrogen that goes into the female system does not produce muscle structure that the testosterone hormone does. And if anybody does not understand that males and females are different, we have inherent qualities that are different. All you have to do is go down to a school campus, be it middle school, high school, or college, and you will notice how they carry their books. Please notice how people carry their books. Females always, almost always carry their books close to their body, up cradled. Men or males always carry their books, most likely, on their sides, down at their sides. And I noticed this when I tried to carry mine the opposite way, went down at my side. It felt strange. I kept changing back. And the reason it feels strange, I believe, is because anthropology-wise, women carry children and burdens, and men carry spears and weapons. And that is inherent to the species. It's inherent to every species. The males of the moose, they have big horns, and they fight each other over the females. Putting the opposite gender up against each other is a biological anomaly. It's not fair.
Thank you for your testimony. That looks like all the testimony online. Is there anybody else waiting, ladies? Nobody else. Okay. Thank you. And there looks like there's nobody else in the room. Okay. I'm going to put out this email. So if you weren't able to testify today online on the phone, you can email at house.education@aklay.gov. You can put your testimony in writing, and we will take that from you. And there any comment? Oh, let me close public testimony. Are there any comments from the committee members? Representative Story.
Thank you, Co-Chair Allard, and thanks to everyone who called in today to testify. I just wanted to say, from our prior hearing and concerns raised, that I feel because of constitutional issues that would put at risk trans rights, I cannot support this legislation. I just wanted to be on the record for that. And I am really concerned about the at-risk and vulnerability and discrimination I feel that trans children would face in this bill.
Thank you.
Should pass.
Thank you. Anybody else? Do I have a motion?
Yeah, Madam Co-Chair, this is Representative McKay. I move House Bill 183, Work Order 33LS0735/A, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Are there any objections?
Yeah. Object.
Thank you. We will now take a roll call vote.
Representative McCormick?
No.
Representative McKay?
Yes.
Representative Henshu?
No.
Representative Story?
No.
Representative Prox?
Yes.
Co-Chair Allard?
Yes.
Co-Chair Ruffridge?
Yes.
Four yeas, three nays.
With four yeas and three nays, HB 183 moves from committee with attached fiscal notes. We will take a brief at ease to complete the paperwork. Calling the Education Committee back to order. Our next meeting will be on Wednesday, March the 27th of 2024. We will continue to work on HB 392, Education Funding by House Resources, and SB 29, Civics and Education by Senator Stevens. Having concluded our business for today at 9:03, we are adjourned.